Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Cindy and Kara singing Redeemed, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Detours to Destiny, from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6.
thank God redeemed.
And God would provide today a detour out of where they were into where He wanted to take them. But the detour came. First detour was the Red Sea. I mean, man, you talking about being between a rock and a hard place? They were there. They couldn't go back. They couldn't go forward. They couldn't go left. They couldn't go right. They seemingly, as the old coin phrase goes, they painted themselves on a corner. God doesn't paint you in a corner without a way out. Amen. As a matter of fact, they actually encountered a 40-year detour. If you look at it, Moses was on a detour for 40 years. But let me tell you what, the end result is God brought them into the promised land. You know why they stayed 40 years in the wilderness? Because they were disobedient to God. They would not listen. They would not obey. How many of us, we've been on a detour for a long time. But you know why? It's because we're not obeying the Lord. We're not taking His Word and applying it to our lives. And therefore, we're walking around. And we just, man, I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know how I'm going to get. Whenever I get out of this, you know, let me tell you what, God's going to make a way. But you've got to get into a place of obedience and separation and sanctification and be filled with God's Spirit in order for God to bring you to the place that God wants to bring you. Abraham, he was on a detour for 25 years. The great apostle Paul, he was on a detour for 3 years in a desert. But God had a destiny. And He has a place today where He wants you to be. Now let me say today, there's no better place for you than the place that God has destined for you to be. Your goals, your plans, all those things are nothing that could even scratch the surface to where God wants you. So one of the greatest examples of detour is found in the guy that is a type of and reflects on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the man by the name of Joseph. Let me read a couple of scriptures to you. Chapter 50, verse 18, 19. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, Behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God? See, destiny is being in the place where God has for you. Then reading on, verse 20 and 21. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass. And I'm kind of getting the end before the beginning here, but just stay with me. God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not. I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. And in verse 20, Joseph mentioned evil and good. Now, he tells us something about destiny. That destiny includes evil and good. You thought when you got saved, oh man, I'm just out of it. Now I can walk on a cloud. No, you can't. You're still living in the nasty now while you hit it to the sweet by and by. Amen. But if you rewind back, let's just take a second here. Let me go quick. To Genesis 37, Joseph was 17 years old. 17. Tell me he doesn't use people. And he was the 11th son of Jacob. Joseph is born. Listen to this. You think we have dysfunctional family today? Joseph, he was born into and lived in a dysfunctional family. His family is tore up from the floor up. I mean, it's just a mess. So Joseph's daddy has been a deceiver, Jacob, and Joseph is the favorite child of his daddy, and it's not actually supposed to be that way. Jacob made Joseph a coat of many colors and showed him favor that he did not show the other siblings. And so understand here, Jacob has not made anything for anyone else, only for Joseph. Jacob made a coat of many colors for his favorite child. Then going to verse 37 and verse 4. Here's where the rub sets in. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. You know, daddy now is playing favorites. Y'all ever had that happen in your life? Don't answer. Daddy played favorites. Daddy played favorites. And it's in a sibling situation. Daddy loved this one more than he loved that one. Daddy gave this one more than he gave that one, you know. And the firstborn was to be basically most recognized. And actually, in those days, the firstborn was to have a double inheritance. Well, his brothers are kind of ticked off here. And so in this dysfunctional family, the last is being treated like the firstborn, and his brothers now hate him. Listen, he's a jerk. If we could just get our hands on it, man, we could have a blanket party with this dude. Anybody know what a blanket party is? If you have any military experience, you know what I'm talking about, a blanket party. It's not pretty. Especially with the person that's under the blanket. Amen. So the saga problems continue on. Joseph had a dream. Joseph then told his brothers, and they hated him that much the more. I mean, here he is flaunting around with that coat of many colors. Woo, man, I'm looking good. And then he says, hey, guys, guess what? He has insult to injury. In verse 7, he says, behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheep arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obedience, which means respect, to my sheep. So the dream, his brothers would be bowing down to Joseph. See, now you read on what happened. It happened, didn't it? So Joseph's brothers hated him for his dreams, for his coat, for his words, for everything. And so they're plotting against him. They can't stand his guts. And this is not all. According to verse 9, Joseph then had another dream. And this dream intensified with the hatred of his brothers towards Joseph. This is powerful. Because the dreams that were given Joseph were God provided. This is just not he had too many tacos the night before. Amen. With too many jalapeno peppers on. It reflected where Joseph would be one day. Destiny. The place where God wanted him. So the family tree spells dysfunctional. And so here's chaos in the family. Brothers hating Joseph. I mean, it's just a mess. So, you know, you have a bad daddy background. And you have Rachel, who is the mother. She has died. And you've got Joseph's brothers. They can't stand him. I'm telling you, it was not the family you want to sit down and have Thanksgiving dinner with. Amen. So Joseph made three critical mistakes. Let me give them to you just in bullet form. Mistake number one, Joseph brought back an evil report. Second thing he did, he was a tattletale, in other words. Sometimes, you know, you're better off keeping your mouth shut. Just blunt terms. Mistake number two, he told his dream to people who did not like him. I mean, what he told his brothers infuriated them. Third mistake, showing off his coat of many colors. Man, he's got a mess on his hands now. So Joseph has a dream. Joseph has been given a gift to interrupt the dream. And so also Joseph is immature. Those three mistakes reference his immaturity of where he should be.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.